if you had a real faith, you would have some sort of work happening in you. And that work would eventually manifest itself outside of you. But they worked all day and got what they earned. But the others did not work all day, and they got something they didn't earn. That is the graciousness and goodness of God. He is gracious to those who do not deserve it. These others thought they deserved something more. But no, they did not deserve anything more. They deserved exactly what they got, because he was already being good to them and giving them what they got. And so it is with men. The men think, I deserve eternal life. But no, you deserve exactly what you came into life to get. Your life. If you live a long life and do not inherit eternal life, what do you have to complain? You got your penny. If you even live a short life, it doesn't matter the length of the thing. If you live this carnal life and die and do not inherit eternal life, you have already got your penny. You have your penny. You think you deserve more? Think again. None of us deserve more. It's not that the late workers were better people, or they deserved more, or they worked harder. No, it's that God was gracious to them, because for his own reasons, and he gives his reasons. Is it not lawful for me to do what I will with my own? It's my prerogative. I'm God. I'll do what I like. And people say, well, you make God out to be. No, this is how he makes himself out to be. Is it not lawful for me to do what I will with mine own? In Romans 9, he says, I use this a lot, but I think it's very pertinent to this. I haven't used it a while in the Gospels. Therefore hath he mercy on whom he will have mercy, and on whom he will he hardens. Thou wilt then say unto me, why does he yet find fault? Everyone always says this to me. How can he find fault with them? They can't resist his will. For who hath resisted his will? Romans 9:19. Nay, but O man, who art thou that repliest against God? You have your penny. Shall the thing formed say of him that formed it, why hast thou made me thus? Has not the potter power over the clay of the same lump to make the vessel one unto honor and the other unto dishonor? Is it not lawful for me to do what I will with my own? The potter has power over the clay to do as he pleases. It is not of him that wills, nor of him that runs, but of God that shows mercy. Romans 9:16. God's mercy is what brings about salvation, not man's will, not man's deeds. And people always run up against this, and they try to think, I can do it. No, it has to do with me. It has to do with my decisions, my will, my faith, this, that, the other. But what they don't fail to recognize is that everything you have, everything, there's nothing you have that you did not receive. There, you know, if you think you've got faith, you've got something to give to God, he gave you the ability to give that. What are you thinking? You already have a penny. You have your penny. And if you try to get in that way, you will not enter in the kingdom of heaven. You cannot enter into the kingdom. And, Paul, they all got to pay the same. It's not the point of that. The penny doesn't represent salvation. I'll tell you right now, people always say, oh, that represents, well, we all got salvation. That's not what it means. Many be called, but few chosen. Few chosen for what? For grace. They were all working. But some received something beyond what they worked for. Notice the very first were the ones who were left out. Guys who worked, started at the 11th hour, what did they get? They got 3 extra hours worth of pay. And the guys who started at the 6th hour, they got 6 hours left of pay, and so on and so forth. They all got extra hours of pay, except for the first guys. They were last. They got left out. God calls many to the labor. And some think they have something in God. They think they've got something. They think I'm in his employ. I'm his servant. But all they're doing is getting their just desserts. And if God was truly fair, the guy who worked for a full day would get 1 penny. The guy who worked for a half a day would get 1/2 a penny. The guy who got a quarter day would be 1/4 penny. And the guy who worked for 1 hour would get 10 cents or a tenth or whatever. It would be absolutely fair yet no one would receive anything extra from God. That would be fair. What would be fair, I often say, is that God would come down and destroy all humanity and give none eternal life. That would be fair. That would be justice as well. Now, because God is good to some and ignores others for bestowing that goodness on them, men want to look at God and say, he's evil. Because he only saves a few. Because he only chooses a few. Because he doesn't choose me. Because I'm deserving. You're not deserving. You deserve what you get. You deserve your penny. And the thing is, with the world, you don't even deserve your penny. You don't even deserve to live. You've already got more than you deserve. The only thing we deserve is the repose of the grave. All we deserve is to lay down in darkness. We deserve that, at least. The quietude of the darkness from which we sprang. I remember as a young boy looking back into the darkness. You ever do that when you were really young, when you had very few memories, and you could really clearly see back to that time when you had no memories? I remember that. Looking back into the darkness and thinking of what was before and seeing nothing and realizing there was nothing because I hadn't been. Because it was in my mother's womb that God knit me together. Though he knew me before I was born, yet I did not know him. But that which is can perish. And that would be a just reward. That would be fair. We should just all perish. Because that's what man is, perishable. Man is likened to vanity. His days are as a shadow that passes away. Friend, I do thee no wrong. I do thee no wrong. What is God? And people say, God lets so much evil happen in the world. You are evil. He lets you happen. So I guess you're right. He does let a lot of evil happen. I'm not evil. In God's sight, we all are evil. We have no, but we don't have some right to exist. We don't have some right that God should give us more than that we already possess. We exist. We already have something. That's something. I'm alive. I'm not in the darkness from before I was. I'm not still, something God could just imagine. Or I could imagine a child's children that I never, never begot, for lack of a better word. Verse 17. And Jesus, going up to Jerusalem, took the 12 disciples apart in the way and said unto them, Behold, we go up to Jerusalem. And the Son of Man shall be betrayed into the chief priests, unto the chief priests, and unto the scribes. And they shall condemn him to death, and shall deliver him to the Gentiles to mock and to scourge, and to crucify him. And the third day he shall be raised.